Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at final rules affecting CMS payments for 2018, and finally, a story about the effects of cervical manipulation on range of motion, strength performance, and cardiovascular outcomes. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 612, recorded November 10th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. ChiroCode recently sent out a bulletin concerning upcoming coding changes for 2018. On November 2nd of this year, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, announced the finalization of four rules which directly impact the following payment systems. First, the Physician Fee Schedule Final Policy, Payment, and Quality Provisions for CY 2018, Hospital OPPS and ASC Payment System and Quality Reporting Program Changes for 2018, HHS Payment Changes for 2018, and Quality Payment Program Rule for Year 2. Of these four rulings, the Physician Fee Schedule Rule and the Quality Payment Program Rule are the most applicable to doctors of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for more, including links to the four final rules affecting CMS payments for 2018. Cervical High Velocity Low Amplitude Manipulation, HVLA manipulation, that technique is amongst the oldest and most frequently used chiropractic manual therapy. But the physiologic and biomechanics effects were not completely clear. The aim of a recent review published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine was to describe the effects of cervical HVLA manipulation techniques on range of motion, strength, and cardiovascular performance. The review shows that cervical HVLA manipulation treatment results in a large effect size on increasing cervical range of motion and mouth opening. In patients with lateral epicondalgia, cervical HVLA manipulation resulted in increased pain-free hand grip strength with large effect sizes. Finally, in subjects with hypertension, the blood pressure seemed to decrease after cervical HVLA manipulation. Higher quality studies are needed to develop a stronger evidence-based foundation for HVLA manipulation techniques as a treatment for cervical conditions. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Confucius: "To see what is right and not do it is a lack of courage." For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.